Previously on the Side Hustle Show.
The job has issues, and so I am looking for ways to make another way to make a living and make it more fun. I've been working toward getting a little cottage bakery going out of my homes. You got to start somewhere, right? People kept telling me you should sell this stuff. So I thought I should, you know, I know how to do direct sales marketing. I mean, I used to do, before I was an appraiser, I was an outside sales rep for a textile firm, and my territory was Oregon, Southwest Washington. And I'm not afraid to talk to anybody. So I thought, sure, why not? Let's try that, you know? In 6 months, my goal would be to have enough ongoing repeat clientele so that one of my sons can help me part-time. I would have to be netting, not grossing, netting $1,500 a month.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
What's happening? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show. This is a continuation of our public coaching experiment. This week, we're catching up with Catherine, who you heard in the introduction where we left off. She is starting a cottage bakery in Portland, Oregon, outside of her day job as a commercial real estate appraiser. And where we left off, her kind of accountability goals were to land her first customer. She's been going around cold calling to local coffee shops and bakeries, or not bakeries rather, but kind of coffee shops, cafes, that sort of thing, and is on a mission to land that first business. And as you mentioned, or as she mentioned in the intro, she has a 2015 goal of earning $1,500 net from this side hustle, which will allow her to open or lease a space in a commercial kitchen to increase her capacity and really take this thing to the next level. So for all of the public coaching adventures, you can follow along at sidehustlenation.com/PC for public coaching. I'll get you a list of all the episodes that we've done on the topic, and we'll be catching up with Wellington very shortly as well. And if you're interested in working with me directly, of course, you can do so at sidehustlenation.com/services. But let's check in and see how Catherine's doing.
So I got my first customer.
Hey, that's awesome.
Yeah. What I did is I've been making up little marketing bags, and they're just white craft paper. I got, you know, it's like 13 for $4 at Michael's. And I write a message on the outside, and on the inside, I put the price list and the list of ingredients and the samples. And I've been taking them to different coffee shops that I targeted. And I've done that twice now. And then I've been calling and calling to follow up. And one of the people called me back, the bakery manager, and said, yes, we want to start. So tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'm making my first delivery. And I have another customer who is not very far from where I work right now. And she wants to carry, it's funny, it's been a learning experience. I'll say that because I didn't really, you know, this is a new industry for me, and I knew that there was a lot of stuff I didn't know, so it's been interesting working with these people because they all have different needs, and they've been telling me what they need, which has been fascinating. So the first person who called me back said, so I have four items. I originally, when I started this endeavor last summer, you know, I thought, oh, I need like 15 things. And I realized that's overwhelming for me and it's overwhelming for the customers. So I brought it down to four things. Keep it simple. Well, the customer that I'm delivering to tomorrow just wants banana bread and chocolate chip cookies. The customer that is a few blocks from my work, she just wants the scones. So, and I did a test in the market, so I know that my price point is good. And what was the other thing I was going to tell you? I've been so busy. And I work, and I have been looking for another job because my job is kind of going away here. Nice people, but it's all good. And so I had two interviews, and And I found out, I'm sorry, I'm just blathering away at you. I actually took pictures of a bunch of the bags, and I will send you pictures if you want them. So you can see how the bags lined up. But one of the clients that I've been targeting is the Dutch Brothers that owns the Hillsboro franchise. He has 5 stores out there. And when I talked to him before, he was like, well, you know, bring me some samples and at my manager's meeting, there's a manager for each location. We'll all get together and we'll decide if we want to carry them. And I have asked him ahead of time, where's your price point? And so I made sure that my price point was in line with what he needed. I made sure that my items would make money and still be able to offer it to him. So he never called back. He never called back. He never called back. He never called back. So this last week, I made a bag for every single manager, and I went to every single coffee shop and talked to every single manager. And by the time I got to the last store, one of the other managers had sent pictures on his phone to that manager saying, dude, we need to carry these.
And wow, that's awesome.
I know. And it was great. And I said, you know, Jason never calls me back. And they're like, yeah, he never calls anybody back. And I'm like, look, you all can like help. We can help each other. You know, I can get you stuff. And plus, I was handing out cookies. I brought a ton of extra cookies. So I was giving it out to all the staff at all the locations. And they were tearing them open and eating them right there on the spot. And so it was great because now I've got them helping me. And so now I started my campaign of calling the owner again. And I will let you know, hopefully by the next time we meet, I will have, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that will be 3 real customers. So the customer that's down the street, she wants to do like an open house. So she's in downtown Portland. And her idea is, let's do an open house that will be at my coffee shop. You bring samples. I'll have free cappuccinos and whatever. And then we take flyers around all of the office buildings within like a 3-block radius. And then we'll, you know, and it'll just be a freebie, but it'll help her and it'll make people aware nearby that she's carrying gluten-free product. So it could be a win-win. It's really me helping market her business. It helps me indirectly, but she was really helpful at the beginning. I would take samples to her. She would taste test them. So in a way, it's like paying her back for all the help that she's given me. And if it helps get her business kind of moving a little faster, then it will help me because she'll also be selling my stuff. But I don't plan on doing that for everybody because I have a limited amount of hours in the day.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah.
So that is the short version of everything that I have been doing in the last 2 weeks, which is to say, a lot.
Yeah, you've been busy, no question about it.
I've been hustling. In fact, I said that to somebody. I said, we got to get our hustle on, and they just kind of looked at me, and I thought, let me direct you to
me. Okay, maybe that's not that common a word. Okay.
I was going to direct him to you. It's like, let me tell you about the king of the hustle. Let's talk to Nick here.
Yeah. Okay, so customer number one is in the books. That's awesome. You're making the goods tomorrow morning.
Correct.
How many things do you have to make? How early are you going to have to get up to make this thing happen?
Well, what I do is I make my inventory ahead of time and freeze it because these coffee shops, they're concerned. So like when she called me, her concerns were, what's the shelf life? I said, oh, they're individually packaged and they come frozen so that you can have them in your freezer to preserve your inventory. She really liked that.
Okay.
So that kind of solved that problem there. So I have stuff in my freezer ahead of time. And then she wanted to know about, well, what's the minimum order for free delivery? And I realized, ooh, I didn't think about that. Oopsie daisy. So I just made something up on the fly and I went, 20. She went, oh, that's fabulous. And I went, oh, I should have said more. But, you know,
I mean, 20,000, 100. Okay.
Well, it's a little tiny coffee shop. So I figure it's better to learn on a little account and make mistakes there than to make a mistake on a big account like a Dutch Brothers, because it's going to be harder to backtrack and recover my losses if I make a mistake there. So I would rather do market testing on little accounts.
To me,
that makes more sense in a practical manner.
Okay. So did they end up ordering just the 20 scones?
She ordered 10 banana breads and 10 chocolate chip cookies. So it's a tiny order, but it's a start. And
yeah, absolutely. I don't want to discount that at all.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, I'm getting my foot in the door. And then I have a couple of retail customers on the side that just know me, and they've been buying them. And it's been amusing because the feedback I get, people are like, oh my, I can't believe this is gluten-free. So I know it tastes good. I know the price points are good. Now I just need to get out there and hustle some more. Literally. That's the, and I make product after I get home from work. Mm-hmm. So it's all good. Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. That's really, really cool.
And I have to thank you, because there were times last week where I'm like, man, I'm so tired. I just want to sit here and watch Jeopardy, you know, kind of thing. And I thought, no, I have got work to do. I promise these people I'm going to get this done. I mean, I know I'm doing it for myself, but sometimes, you know, when your motivation or energy flags, it's nice to have a little guilt out there hanging out there saying, you said you would do that. You need to keep your word. So I'm on it. Yeah.
Right. One of the comments on the last episode that we put out there were kind of, Shamika says, you know, aside from just these little coffee shops, you can start targeting caterers, hotels. She says schools and universities might be another angle. And
that is brilliant.
Some other private vendors and even hospitals.
I actually contacted a hospital through a contact of mine, and they're a little more tricky. They want full nutritional content on the back, which I'm totally capable of providing. Okay. But the size of the package is limited, and that nutritional data takes up a lot of room, and I would have to have one on every single item. So that is a logistical problem I really don't want to deal with right now. I'd rather target the low-hanging fruit and mm-hmm. deal with hospitals down the road because of their special. Oh, and they also want, like, Weight Watchers exchanges and, oh, my, yeah, all this stuff on the back. And, you know, a cookie is, like, that big. That's not very much room to get all that information on there.
Yeah. I can see that presents a little bit of a challenge.
So, anyway, schools, universities, caterers, and University of Portland State's just down the road. That's a great idea. Okay, thank you for the suggestion.
I'm going through these other comments, seeing what else
okay.
other people say. Leo says, your personality jumps off the screen.
Oh, well, I'm normally really quiet.
So what's next? What can I support you with?
Well, I need to set a new goal for the next 2 weeks. So I think my goal should be to really stay on that Dutch Brothers guy. And I also need to focus on non-big, you know, also go to these small customers. I think they have a little more flexibility. I just need to do more marketing. I need to be consistent and market every single week and say I call on 5 new customers and really go after that Dutch Brothers guy and stay on it. Oh, and one of the, oh man, last week it was so good. I dropped things off at 7 places last week. One of the places called me back, was interesting, Black Rock. The woman told, she did not have to do this. People are so good. They really are. The Black Rock woman told me that they are contractually obligated to buy from Sysco as part of their franchise, but that they were opening up 3, they bought the Tully's locations that closed in Vancouver and Portland, and that those are going to be turned into walk-in locations. And she said, tell them that I gave them your name and go in there and you could sell to them directly because they won't have to follow the Sysco requirement for a walk-in store. So I think my goal for this week should be to find those 3 owners and also find 5 more places to go walk into and talk to and try and get business generated. That should be my goal. And, yeah, that I think that's a lot. Yeah.
In addition to producing the stuff and delivering the goods.
And, oh, yeah, I have a job. So, I'm working. Yeah. And, like I said, I had 2 interviews in the last 2 weeks. So, because I'm trying to get into a position that's got a little more stability. So that will help bring some of the chaos down and give me more energy to devote to my bakery instead of trying to keep all these plates in the air all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Solution oriented. That is like my mantra.
I like it. I like it.
Well,
trying to think of what else. It sounds like you're just rocking and rolling, which is exciting.
Well, I promised, first of all, and second of all, I want people to know that you don't have to do it perfectly to get results. You just have to do something. And it's okay for people, to get feedback or whatever. Does that seem fair?
Well, I love the little marketing bags. I love like the hustle of like physically going to the stores and knocking on doors and talking to people face to face and say, "Hey, look, this is." And I love the story of the Dutch Brothers guy, like kind of texting in advance, "Hey, this lady might be coming by. Her stuff's really good."
Oh, that was so funny. Yeah, actually, one coffee shop near my work that I also dropped a bag off, the woman called me back, and they really don't have an opening for any more pastries right now. But she said, "I just want you to know I'm a celiac. That is the best chocolate chip cookie I have ever had." And so that was encouraging to hear. So even if people don't have space in their shop right now for my product, the working on the recipes this last year really did pay off, and they have been telling me the price points are really good. So at least I know I've got those pieces in place, so I can move forward and not worry so much.
Okay.
So now it's just doing the work. Yay!
Just doing the work. How many of these accounts do you think it'll take to get to that $1,500 a month target?
I think it depends on the accounts. And after this first one really gets going, I think that's going to be a good taste test for small coffee shops versus, a Dutch Brothers that's 24 hours and they have drive-through, and, that's a different animal. So I think I'll know more as I go down the road. I don't know if I told you this, but I was an outside sales rep years ago. I did that job for about 10 years, and I know from experience that, first of all, selling is a process. Never walk in and people are like, "Oh my God, I've been waiting for you my whole life." I mean, you just have to keep at it. Yeah.
Right. Where do I find? Press hard.
Right. Right. Yeah. It takes time. They have to be able to trust you, know that you're not a flake, you're really going to follow through, the whole thing. And I also know that, 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10. 1 out of 10 is good, 2 out of 10 is great. And so I expect that, a lot of people, it's not the right timing, it's not the right product.
On the packaging, is there anything branded? Like, is there a brand name to go behind this?
Well, right now, that's actually a problem that I need to work on. And so right now, I have my packaging. They're 6x6. Food safe sleeves, and I've got a heat sealer, so I put them in, heat seal it, and then they go back into the freezer. But I had developed a label, and the label wouldn't stick on the packaging after it went in the freezer. So these are all the little micro issues that come up that I didn't expect. So I need to do some research now in my copious free time, but I need to find labeling that sticks. I'm meeting the legal requirements by delivering the product with a list of what is in every item that they're getting. And that's just a sheet that I printed out, like 100 copies, and I can just grab one, put it in the order, and off it goes. That is typical for bulk baked goods. But I really need to get something on there so people will start connecting, "Oh, this chocolate chip cookie came from the Verdant Home Bakery." And so right now they're just going to be getting it with nothing. They just know that it's a gluten-free thing. So that's another little piece that I am also working on.
Okay, yeah, I'll shoot you over some virtual assistant tasks to help with some of that research. Maybe they can dig up a labeling solution or brainstorm some of that stuff.
I think the thing that surprised me when I started this bakery endeavor is it's more than just having a good recipe. And I knew the part about going to get customers. I mean, I've done that, you know, outside sales before and helping people. But it was all the little minutia things that kept coming up that I was not prepared for. So, like, when we were ready to do the first batch and we put on the labels and then they all fell off in the freezer, I was like, oh, I can't believe it. It's another thing. kind of thing. But that's okay. It is what it is.
Yeah, that's something, like you said, that's not an immediate pressing issue, but as
right.
you start to build a presence in more and more shops, mm-hmm. it would be nice to have a little sticker or a little something that says the Verdant Home Bakery.
Right, and then eventually I would like to either revamp my current website or get another one so people can be directed to that to help build the brand. But literally, I have no more time. I'm at kind of my max right now.
Yeah, the site could use a refresh, and I think a couple people mentioned that in the comments too.
Oh, that's good.
But that's to be expected, and I think you're right to prioritize, you know, getting customers ahead of mm-hmm. messing around with the website, because I'm the person who would like to, like, I want to tweak with my website for days, and no one may ever see it, but I'll be like, oh,
right. It's a good and list. It's very time consuming.
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Ideally, I earn enough money on selling stuff that I can let somebody else do that, because, you know, there's a limit to, you know, there's only so much me to go around. Yeah.
And I've got some resources that will probably help you out on the WordPress side of things. So once we get to that road, I know much more about websites than I do about gluten-free baking, so.
Well, I think the baking part, in a way, it's like the small part of it. The biggest part of it was, you know, sitting down and crunching the numbers to make sure that I wouldn't be going backwards on anything. And the packaging turned out to be an incredibly difficult. I thought packaging would be simple because I originally wanted to have carrot cake with cream cheese frosting because I've got an amazing carrot cake recipe. But the packaging costs more than the ingredients to get a little clamshell. And then it was the next question of how do you get a label on a weird shaped clamshell? Oh, now you're into custom labels. So you can see how it just snowballed on itself. And that was when I went, that's it, we're not doing carrot cake. Problem solved.
Yes,
we're going to move on to something that we can do now that is got the least amount of obstacles.
What do you think about, well, I guess after, you know, within a week or two, we'll have a good idea of kind of the turn rate on some of these products, like how fast they're
right.
selling.
Right.
And then to talk about a recurring order process of like, okay, now that these 20 are done, like, is there some, hey, you know, can that customer just, you know, fire off an email or shoot you a text and say, hey, we need to replenish. And then you can kind of have a more regular thing.
Right. I do need to think about that. I did get the little square reader and I programmed in the pricing.
Okay.
So at least that part. And I did, when she asked me about payment, I said, you know, I'm a small company. I can't afford to hire accounts receivable. It's cash on delivery. But hey, we take Visa and whatever. And they were thrilled. They were like, oh, that's so great. We would rather put it on the corporate credit card. Fantastic. So, okay. Yeah, that was a win.
Any other questions for me? I'm thinking you're in pretty good shape right now.
I think I just need to do more at the front end and then solve the next problem as it comes up. And I think you're right about the recurring order component. I haven't thought that far ahead.
I've been trying to get customers. Getting that first order,
right.
And then, you know, trying to think a little bit, you know, down the road on the, you know, the
right.
branding, the packaging, the repeat business, because like that's I mean, that's ultimately what it's going to take. You know, the one-off yes. things are nice, but it's, you know, it's got to be, and you know, there's a switching cost involved for the baker or for the stores. Is they, yes. they just want to have one vendor and like, oh, this is our go-to person for product XYZ. And like, hey, when right. we're out, we'll just, you know, call her up and get some more. So I think that's actually going to work in your favor.
Thanks. I will put some thought into that this week while I'm running around trying to find more customers to put into the pipeline on that end. So that is what I've been busy.
Okay. Well, let's not take any more time. I'll let you go and execute on some of this stuff.
Okay. And you know what? Thank you, Nick. And if there's something I can do to help you, please let me know.
I would love to see a picture of the marketing bag. I think that's a really cool tactic. I think that's something that could be applied to any number of offline businesses or kind of adapted to the
yeah.
online world too.
Yeah. Okay. I'll send you the picture. I think it's on my laptop at home. You know, it was me just, I'm trying to do this with the minimum amount of cost. And I figured if he got 5 bags with a different message on the outside, you know, he'd get the hint.
Just curious, what are you writing on the outside?
I'm writing the advantages of the product. I'm on the outside of the bag. I wrote things like reasonable price point, gluten-free, tested by wheat eaters or something. You know, I can't remember now. Or excellent price points. We can help you with your gluten-free customers. The things that I thought might help him. And the stuff that's on the inside, it's the price list. And it does say that I'm a state-certified bakery so that they don't have to worry that I'm like some weirdo who dropped out of a tree or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm a state-certified inspected bakery with the contact information and then, of course, the ingredient list of everything. Yeah, and I just took a black felt marker and, you know, hey, Jason, da-da-da-da-da-da, yeah, on each one.
No, that's actually really cool. Very, very personalized and you know, it's not coming from a corporate thing. Like it has a very, you know,
uh-huh.
it has a very nice, you know, has a very Portland feel to it. Very, you know, one-to-one.
It's totally Portland, isn't it?
I feel like I should play the music for Portlandia or something. Maybe I can splice that in. There it is. Catherine's off to a pretty good start here, making a deal, making some sales, and hitting the pavement pretty hard, chasing down some new customers. So it's always exciting to see. If you guys have any feedback for her based on this episode, head on over to sidehustlenation.com/101. You'll be able to find the show notes for this episode there, or sidehustlenation.com/PC. We'll get you all of the public coaching episodes. And like I said, we'll be catching up with Wellington here very soon, see what he's got going on. My one concern on the bakery business is just profitability, because it's so like labor intensive, material intensive, on these things. So, and she mentioned it. She's got to sell 2,000 units to earn that $1,500 a month. And I guess I'm confident that the city of Portland consumes 2,000 gluten-free items in a month, for certain in a month. Just a matter of finding the customers for those items. And actually, when you put it that way, like, okay, there's no question in my mind that they're going to consume 2,000 gluten-free bakery items in any given month. So maybe that way the market is much bigger than I was initially thinking, and it's just a matter of going out and capturing it, which sounds like she's off to a hot start in getting that done. So until next time, thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully you got some value out of this. I think there's some parallels for this business, not just in bakery, but also in any number of kind of online operations. Hopefully you got some use out of it. Until next time, let's make something happen, and I'll see you in the next edition of The Side Hustle Show.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.